Welcome to Winning English, the video and newsletter that help your English shine through the use of idioms, slang, and cultural references. Today, proverbs and aphorisms, that is, short sayings that contain cultural wisdom. Before I get into today's video, I want to remind you to please hit that subscribe button below. That way you won't miss a single episode. Thanks. Every culture creates a shared wisdom that's handed down through the generations, and that wisdom is often expressed through short sayings. In English, those short sayings are called many things: proverbs, aphorisms, adages, maxims, sayings, sometimes laws, and even old saws. It's not important, really, to know the differences between all of those. Just know that they are all words for short statements that are intended to communicate a truth about the world and often to teach morals or rules for good behavior. Sometimes those statements are very direct. Other times they are more poetic and metaphorical. Some are quite old, while others are relatively new. There are many, many examples. Let's take a look at a few. I'll definitely have to come back to more in the future. Let's start with one saying that's intended to teach a moral: honesty is the best policy. Honesty is telling the truth, and a policy is a rule. So this one is fairly straightforward. If honesty is the best policy, then telling the truth is always the best way to live your life. In other words, never lie. Other aphorisms are less straightforward than that one. For example, a bird in hand is worth two in the bush. What in the world does this mean with birds and hands and bushes? Think of the bird as food that you will eat. You already have one, so you will be okay. But suppose you see two more birds sitting on a bush. You could decide to let go of the bird you have to try to grab the two birds. However, you could end up with nothing at all. That might not be worth the risk. That bird you already have has the same value, or worth, as two you might or might not get. In other words, sometimes it's best just to hold on to what you have rather than take a chance of risking everything. These kinds of short moral sayings are so common that they end up being used everywhere, including in popular music. For example, "The best things in life are free." This saying is referring to things that are incredibly important to us, like love, friendship, peace of mind, a sunny day, but don't necessarily cost us money to buy. Many popular songs have been built around this saying, including one by the Beatles. I have a link to it in the newsletter. Note how the Beatles play with the meaning of the saying by singing that free things are great, but really, they just want money. Many aphorisms are useful in the workplace as well as in daily life. For example, actions speak louder than words. Actions, that is, physical things that we do, don't actually speak with a voice, but they do show what we're capable of doing and willing to do. In that sense, they speak about us. Now, imagine that an employee or a service provider is telling you all the wonderful things that they will do for you. The words might sound good, but in the end, actions speak louder than words. You want to see results. Another common saying involves birds again: the early bird catches the worm. Imagine the sun is coming up in the morning. You hear all sorts of birds chirping and start to see them flying around. It's likely that, in part, they're looking for breakfast, which could be worms. The earlier a bird wakes up, the more likely that it is to find breakfast, because the rest are still asleep. The early bird catches the worm. Although this saying applies in all parts of life, in business, think of it as the first mover advantage. If you're first to market with your products, you're likely to keep the lead over your competitors. Many of these aphorisms or proverbs have been part of English for a long, long time. But every once in a while, a new one becomes popular. That's the case with Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. The idea here is that the universe is an absurd place that will always make things hard for humans, no matter how much we work to make things perfect. While this notion has been around for a long time, this particular phrasing only became popular in the 1950s in connection with an engineer named Edward Murphy and the U.S. space program. A related common saying is, "Hope for the best, prepare for the worst." Similar to Murphy's Law, this saying advises us to be optimistic about the future, but not have too much faith in our ability to plan that future. We can and should always hope for the best outcome possible, but we should always guard against the worst possible outcome. Put differently, you should strive for great things, but protect against the risks. Okay, it's time to finish. After all good things come to an end, which is a common saying when you're ending something. Note that it can be used in two ways, honestly and ironically. For example, you might honestly feel a bit sad that something fun or good is ending. So you say, "All good things come to an end," as a way to comfort yourself. However, sometimes people use this phrase ironically after a bad experience. They are humorously calling the bad experience good as a way of dealing with it. Jokes often help in this way. As I mentioned, there are many more examples of aphorisms, proverbs, and adages. I will cover more in future videos, but if you can't wait, I have a handy list from Lemongrad in the newsletter. To get started using these sayings, try to include just a few in your daily speech. You'll get better over time. After all, practice makes perfect. I've covered this saying in a previous newsletter post. There's a link in the latest newsletter. It means if you work on something long enough and hard enough, you'll eventually get really good at it. I should also let you know that many of these sayings are so well known that they often get shortened to just the first half of the saying. For example, "actions speak louder than words" can become "actions speak louder." "A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush" can become just "a bird in the hand." Native speakers will fill in the second half of the saying in their minds automatically. Thanks for being part of Winning English. Remember that I have additional content in the newsletter. This time I talk about how British English might be taking over American children, thanks to a TV show called Peppa Pig. Also, remember to like, comment, and most of all, tell a friend about it. I'm trying to grow this service and you can really help me out. Also, follow Winning English on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram too. Thanks, and talk soon.